We would like to speak to you about how to move in the world once you have finally come to the conclusion that you are not by nature bad. This seems a strange thing, we know, and yet how often do you go to the right or the wrong of what you haven't done or what you should have done? Or what you have done, is it the right thing? Is it the perfect thing? If we could gather in a giant basket, all of the energy, those thoughts that have run through your heads a million times had gathered, you could make a planet of your own, and you would probably do a better job of it than the one that is operating now. And so we want to underline this important thing, that when you are on your path, you must stop looking for what you have done wrong. It takes up an enormous amount of energy, and it gets in the way of what you really want. We are going to tell you a story now that we have told Channel, and she may have told some of you, but it is an important way of learning how we want to move now. Let us say that you had a friend, and it was a friend who was young, and in her youth she had no power, and she was in a bad situation, and for a time she became a prostitute, because she could find no other way. We are saying this, you understand, with no judgment, but with the understanding that this is a thing that actually happens to some women. And let us say that she was doing that and was damaged by that, but that she began to get stronger and she began to get better. And at some point she said to herself, I do not want this life anymore. I want a life where I have the love of a good man and a home and work for myself and good things in the world. And that is what I want. And then let us say that a good man comes to her. And she says to him, don't touch me. What has happened here? What has happened here is a break between the spirit and the experience of life that still has the wounding around it. Now, we've chosen a dramatic story to explain this, but it is in order to explain what happens in the energy. When you have a split between your spirit and its beauty and its identity and the world as it has been presented to you or as you have experienced it, when they are not on the same wavelength, when there is this, where there is your spirit, but some wound or experience has told you that you do not get to match the energy of your spirit in the world, you must put up with whatever the world does to you. Then what you have done is you have weakened your ability to move forward, to bring a strength to your whole life that you actually need. Now, what you have been taught in a patriarchal system is one of the most wrong things a woman can ever learn. And that is that there is no way to match this. That your spirit and its brightness and its intelligence and its creativity and its power can never operate within its own energy in a matching energy in the world. And you cannot really say that you have not been influenced by that belief, because we know that you have been. And so what we want to do tonight is straighten the path for you. Straighten the path, because that is very important. Now, let us tell you what this does not mean. It does not mean that what you do in the world is going to be exactly what you want to do, what your spirit wants to do every second. It is not that kind of matching. That is a different thing. That is, I believe you call that magical thinking, that my spirit is like this and everything I do is going to be completely like my spirit. No, but there is a very important thing, and that is an energy that is like your spirit, but is also like what you are doing. A good example of this is when you are in the world and you see someone doing a job, and it does not really matter what the job is, but what you see in the person doing the job is a joy. You see a smile. You see that the person feels honorable. This is a word we are going to be using a lot in the coming time. Your spirit is honorable, and what you are doing is honorable. That is what we are looking for energetically. Because when those two things operate together, you become powerful. You do not turn on yourself with an old wound. You do not turn away a good thing because you do not believe that you are allowed to have it, or you have a wound from your past that has told you that you do not get to have it. That is when we have what we are going to call a violation of the spirit. So when we are straightening this path out, what are we doing? What are we doing? Is it that we choose the perfect job? It is not. It is that we become aware of who we are, of our own energy, of how our own energy operates, and how we match that to what we are doing in the world. Here is an interesting thing. Let us say that you see someone playing with small children, and you see the happiness with the children, and you see the happiness with the adult playing with them. There is a good energy match. The spirit, everyone's spirit, is happy with what is happening. Now, what has happened here to cut us off from finding that kind of experience in every aspect of life is the belief, the pain, the wounding that comes from the past that tells you the lie. And what is the lie? The lie is that there is no way for your spirit and your mind and your energy to operate together in the same vibrational field. That is a lie. That can be done in so many ways, you would be astounded. It does not require a perfect job description. It does not require a perfect salary. It does not require a perfect anything. It requires awareness. We will mention this one thing, and that is, let us say that you have been given the perfect job. We always enjoy that word, perfect, here on the earth plane. How fascinating. But let us say you believe that. This is the perfect job. And so you work harder and harder and harder at the perfect job, wondering why you are not filled up, wondering why you are not feeling stronger, wondering why you do not feel your own identity, because after all, it is the perfect job. So, there is a patriarchal bomb for you. We will tell you what the perfect job is, and then that will match your spirit. Beyond being wrong, it is completely backward. The only thing that tells you that you are moving in a powerful direction that you want to go is your spirit. It is not your mind. It is, and we understand, of course, that there are no perfect jobs. They are not intended to be. But in many jobs, there is a perfect way for your spirit to operate in that job. And that is much more powerful than having the perfect job. And so when you begin to think about this, what we want to do is bring to your consciousness the importance of your own knowledge of your own spirit. Now, that means we must take away all judgments. We must take away all ideas that there is something wrong with you. And if you were as you should be, you would be able to do this. No, no, no. This is a completely different study, but it requires you to stop looking to what is wrong with you, to try to find a solution and guidance to what is right with you. You do not get to right through wrong. You simply do not. You get to right through this beautiful awareness of when you are alive, when you are happy, when you feel that what you are doing is bringing meaning to whatever is going on in your life. So we now need to stop looking for perfect anything and start looking for what it is that is like who we really are. We do not need to have initially opinions about that. And we are not certainly saying that you do not think of making a living or thinking of the things of the world that we know you must think about. But they cannot be the most important things. Because if the things you are choosing are robbing you of what you are, then no matter how good, it is on paper, it is the wrong choice. It is always the wrong choice. Now, this beautiful thing happens when you find your spirit and when you find ways to match it and when you find your ability to move into yourself, perhaps in situations where you never have done so before. Two things happen. The first is you become a powerful woman. And the second thing that happens is that you change the world around you by carrying who you are and by finding the places where you are works well, moves well. But once again, remember you cannot have opposing things. So if you begin this search by trying to figure out what is wrong with you, you have marched backward on a path when your spirit is trying to march you forward. So even though we all have wounds there, it is very difficult when things are trying or when we are trying to figure things out. It's hard not to say, what did I do wrong? But if ever there was a phrase that was the curse of the patriarchy, that is the phrase that is the curse of the patriarchy. I want to know where I am right. I want to know where I am alive. I want to know where my spirit speaks to me, and I want to know how many ways my spirit can speak to me. And I do not want to take anyone else's word about a situation or a job or a path or anything that is telling me how my spirit should react to this. I do not want to be afraid, but I want to be vigilant. Because to go too many days without listening to your own spirit, without connecting it in ways it needs to be connected, is a violation of who you are and how you are intended to move in the world. This is the path that we are wanting you all to take in this room, because we are above this room as well as in this room. The beauty we see in this room is closely connected to the power we see in this room. It is unique. It is your own. And it is your birthright. Claim yourself and all that you are, and you will become not only who you want to be, but who this world needs. So we will take a few moments and speak about this together. In this teaching, as in all the teachings of light, may you be blessed and healed, empowered, and without a doubt about the beauty of who you are. Begin to breathe easily and deeply. Begin to breathe into the beauty of who you are. And let all the places where you may have forgotten you begin to wake up again. Feel your spirit grow as you breathe. And wherever you breathe, feel life return. Become aware of a bright light like a star. See that star high above you. And look at the universe putting that star together. Uniquely, unlike any other star. Watch how bright it becomes. And see the patterning and the power and even the challenges that are alive in that star. And watch it grow. And see your spirit in that star. Yours uniquely. Your very own. And as you breathe, open your crown widely, more widely than you have opened it before, to let you, in your original power, come into you. Feel it touch your crown so that you can receive everything that belongs with that energy. Feel it open your third eye so that you are no longer afraid of being the wise woman that you are, that you are no longer afraid to know what you know, what you have been given to know. Feel that energy touch your throat center. And let that energy speak only what is true to you, about you. Know that who you really are knows who you really are, and speaks to you authentically, with courage and clarity. And feel that identity drop into your heart. And feel your heart rejoice because you are home again. Because what you love is honored, and what you create is strong and valuable, honorable, beautiful. Feel that energy flow into your solar plexus. And bring alive all the things that you are intended to feel. To feel without judgment. To feel without worry. To feel. And know that the solar plexus will move through what you do not need to hold, but will hold in the feeling center what is true. And let that you, that star that is you, flow through your body and into your second center. And feel that second center relieved of its heaviness and its judgment and its shame, because now that you are here, there is no need for that. There is only your need to accept that you may conquer, you may fail, you may make mistakes, you may do perfectly beautiful things, and the second center will keep you clean as all of that happens, like a waterfall washing through you. And feel that energy that is you into your root center. And begin to build your life and your power and your joy in the way that it was always intended to be. And feel the earth rush up because it knows you are home. Feel it rush up to protect you, to support you, to help you in your walk on the earth. Home. The light of who you are, all the way through you, supported by the earth, protected by the universe, filling you with whatever you need to complete you. Feel that energy move to the right of you, outside of your body, in strength, with the expectation that who you really are will draw to you what you really need. And breathe into that knowledge. And let it make you strong. And let it make you powerful. And let it make you peaceful in your power. And feel the love of Mother God surrounding you, holding you up. Her daughters restored to her. And feel the clean energy of Father God, who loves his daughters and holds them in the highest esteem. Breathe that light into your own life. And look into your heart and see that the universe has left a symbol for you, a symbol of remembering, of honoring. and rest the mind, know your symbol. When you've known your symbol, begin to breathe into the center of your body to balance and to ground. When you've grounded in your body, open your eyes.